listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The housing boom shows no signs of slowing on the Limestone Coast, with property prices having risen by at least 10% in the past year alone. That's according to new data from PropTrack, revealing that house prices rose by 10.5% in Millicent, 11% in Narracourt, and 13.4% in Mount Gambier. The median house price in the Blue Lake City now sits at $443,000. Duck hunting is once again in the spotlight after footage of an apparent act of cruelty was reported to the SA government. It appears to show a duck hunter windmilling a wounded bird. That video was allegedly captured at Lake George last month. Conservation and Hunting Alliance President Graham Stopp has told the SE Voice the practice of windmilling is not illegal in the state. Briefly, emergency crews in Mount Gambier have this morning responded to a house fire at Altinio Drive. And the southeast is in the grips of a tourism boom. CEO of Mount Gambier Council, Sarah Philpott, has told us that events like Easter and Gather Round have helped bring many visitors to the region.
We saw that visitor numbers were really high. Accommodation was again looking quite full. That, of course, has then led into other festivals and events and celebrations, such as our Fringe Festival and then school holidays.
Round one of the all-new Limestone Coast Football Netball League is just two sleeps away. It'll see West playing North, South versus East, and Casterton and Sandford up against Millicent. Chairman Kurt Slaven reckons the latter team will be one to watch this season.
Millicent will be very strong along with West, but I think that the other clubs, Casterton and South, are really keen to show their performance, and North Gambier, of course.
All three games in the senior football competition get underway at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.